you have the dragon, who's the devil, the beast, which is the Antichrist, and the false prophet, which is the false prophet, right? So you got the evil trinity here in these verses here, and it says they're the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. So notice how this compares, though, to Exodus. I mean, just think about these verses here. I hope you turned there. Did I have you turn there? Anyway, if you're not there, I'm in Revelation 16. So you see that, you know, this is obviously end times Bible prophecy here. This is the end times beast, the evil trinity. But we're talking about devils here. Remember I said that God is judging in Exodus. He's judging the gods that they believe in. They believe in some, you know, in some weird stuff. If you look at like hieroglyphics and paintings on the Egyptian walls, they still have their gods are still there. You know, like they'll have like a human body and a bird or hawk's head, right? Or a frog's head or a beetle's head or whatever. They like, you know, they get confused about reality, but they also worship these things as gods. And so they're worshiping what? They're worshiping devils. It says that they are the spirits of devils. And what are they doing? Working miracles. Now, what is one of the things that you've seen so far that the Pharaoh's people are doing? The magicians, the enchanters, you know, these people are false prophets. And they are working miracles. That's going to happen in the end times too. So God will allow, you know, people to say, well, they're just doing magic tricks or whatever. It's not real miracles. It says working miracles there, doesn't it? So it's not just, you know, smoke and lights and, you know there's like a abracadabra, hocus pocus, you know, the rabbit comes out of the hat or whatever. That's not the kind of miracles these are. These are miracles that people are seeing and they're believing these false prophets because of them. Because, you know, a wicked generation seeketh after a sign.